GOP Rep. Buck, people are furious about McCarthy's debt ceiling deal. By Pam Key on May 30, 2023. Representative Ken Buck, RCO, said Tuesday on CNN's The Lead that the compromise between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and the Biden administration to raise the debt ceiling made voters furious. Anchor Jake Tapper asked, "Are you still a no on this bill?" Buck said, "I am a very strong no. Yes." Tapper said, "So many Americans over the holiday weekend were probably relieved to learn that there had been a deal struck in order to avoid a very real economic catastrophe. If Republicans refuse to vote for this and the U.S. ultimately defaults because McCarthy is not able to deliver the votes, how would you explain that to the American people?" Buck said, "Well, first of all, Jake, this bill will pass. Some Republicans will vote for it. Some Democrats will vote for it. It will go to the Senate. It will pass in the Senate. It will be signed by the President. The United States will not default. The devil is in the details in this bill. Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. When the American people understand that our debt is going to rise to $35 trillion by the end of 2024, they will be aghast that anybody could support this bill." Tapper asked, "So, Congressman Chip Roy, your colleague, Republican from Texas, he today made the strongest threat yet to Speaker McCarthy's gavel. He told conservative commentator Glenn Beck that if this bill cannot be killed in Rules Committee or on the floor of the House, quote, then we're going to have to then regroup and figure out the whole leadership arrangement again, unquote. Are you on that page as well? Would you support an effort to oust Speaker McCarthy?" Buck said, "I have not made any commitment. I think it's premature to start talking about the motion to vacate. But it is certainly something when you get a large percentage of Republicans that will not vote for this bill. And at the same time, you have the Speaker talking about how it is historic and it's a huge win for conservatives. And we are stopping the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C. I was at Memorial Day events and when the word about $4 trillion leaked out, people are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare. When you talk about the amount of anger that the American public is going to feel." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.